É. She is, isn't she? Got my house keys.
We shut their seatbelt in the door last night.
Was it new?
We leave them inside the door.
What is it? This side or the other side? The passenger. Yeah, grandma.
They've done. Good boy. Ah.
Hello.
Right. Hello. Service it
they'll
and it'll be all different again.
Such a pain, it really is. Every time they seem to do anything to the car, mine with the water pump, I think they check, they had to adjust the timing when they put the new pump in. But it is such a nuisance.
In now, as far as it'll go.
The
only thing is then, what you run when you stop and take your foot off the accelerator, you risk stopping.
Yeah.
You have to give it as little as it, you know. It seems to be much more sensitive to too much choke.
Yeah. It floods very easily. At 7 o'clock, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you explain sort of why.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hello.
Is Christine okay?
Yeah.
We'll drop her back.
Well, no, we can pick her up about 7.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Fine.
Because we're going out, so we can pick her up on the way out about 7.
Yeah, is that all right? Well,
yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to drop the others back at 7.
Oh.
We've got Charmaine and Charlotte. We don't know if Becky's coming around. We've got a video.
Oh, right.
Okay. It's up to you. If you like, I can drop her back first. Or we'll hang on until you call for, and then I'll drop things back after. Whichever. Or she can stay later. It's entirely up to you.
No, we're actually going out at 7, and we'll take Christine. Yeah.
Yeah.
we'll pick her up at 7. Yeah. Okay. See you later then. Yeah. Lorraine was saying, we can bring her back about 7.
So what did you say? Well, we're on our way out.
And I said, we're on our way out. So she said, all right, well, we'll hang on and wait for you to arrive at 7, and then I'll take the rest back.
Oh, the rest? I mean, has she got there?
I don't know. I think Becky, I think Charmaine
is
coming.
Well.
Is there as well. So she's going to have a house full, and they're all going to sit and watch a video. Yeah. Brave lady.
Oh, I must admit, it gets a bit much of it, you know? But then, I suppose...
Mm.
Oh, I wish we could get our back grass cut. Oh.
Yeah. Well, we can't do it all, can we?
No. We've had a real sort of little dry spell lately, you know?
Yeah.
It would be ideal to do it, but you, as you say, you just can't do it all.
Mm.
I suppose being realistic, we could clean the car out in the evening because you only got to have the door open and you've got the interior light on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can't clean the outside of the car by the interior light.
Yeah, but then we do that by the car wash. So.
Yeah.
Car
wash is
open.
Well, we'll have a look. Somebody in there, no? So. I'll go and get the ticket. Okay. wax or hot wax? Hello, can I have a £3.50 car wash, please?
Some cream on my hand, Phil. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's looking cold out there. There we go.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Some form of protection, which we haven't got round to doing the
silicon.
Yeah. I mean, it says it lasts up to 2 years. We've only had it on there a year.
Yeah.
It's just over a year, so hopefully. Oh, it helps if you start the engine.
Right, I better go and push the ticket in.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got our aerial down. Okay.
Hot wax, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, at least. Whoa.
What?
view down there on the inside?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it is a bit excessive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not,
Well, where was the hot wax? We just had an ordinary wash. Go and ask her. Say you asked her. How much did you pay?
I had the right card. It was card number 5, which was for the hot washes, hot wax as well.
Wait, we've just had an ordinary wash. Haven't we?
I don't know. They might...
I don't exactly feel as if we've had our money's worth there.
I don't really know what the hot wax does.
Oh no, it does feel...
It's probably different. Different stuff is put on it.
Yeah, there's something. It feels,
feels waxy. This one's cheaper than the,
Sorry?
This one is cheaper.
What?
Than the one up at Longwell Green.
Yeah, it's had something. Let's look at all this green.
Mm.
Yes, it's had something. Look at the paintwork.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Master at that. Going a bit quickly.
He wasn't screaming to some instant, but he was certainly getting there. Yes, dear, you stop. You know how easy it is to do that coming up there.
Coming up there, yeah, it's quite tricky.
Saves an awful lot of time with us.
Saves a lot of work, doesn't it? A lot of time. Yeah.
we've got plenty of time now to do the hoovering and what have you.
Brian had a little panic before my test.
Why?
He had a back light go.
Oh no.
Brake light.
Although, having said that,
he had a spare.
He did?
Yeah.
When did it go?
Well, he was fitting it while I was coming out the door to start my test.
Oh,
to
wow.
Start my lesson before my test. And he said, just push the brake down a minute. And I did. He said, oh, can you try that again? Yeah. Oh. Hang on a minute. He fiddled about some more and he said, right, now do it again. Ah, right, that's working now.
Phew.
I was thinking, oh God.
Did the examiner check your brake lights and indicators though?
No.
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 Wouldn't
have known. The only thing he did do, there's a parking light on Brian's.
Yeah.
And he said, do you normally have a light down there? And I said, only when I'm parked.
What did he say?
And he said, would you just, don't raise the clutch, just put the car into first gear a minute. Put it into first gear. And he said, and the light went out. And he said, oh yes, that's fine.
I wouldn't bother with that if I were you. We're going to be hoovering
it. Oh yeah, of course
we
are. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Certainly has.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of driving it again now. I was getting to the point where I was thinking, oh my God. Christine came out and was blank. All along here, she said, ugh, what's that? I said, dirt.
Right. Have you locked your door?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I will lock it. But
I'd never leave it unlocked.
No.
Right, so we want the Hoover. We've got a patch of rust as well, Tony, to do. So that bit is not a small patch. You know where the door frame goes round and the door fits into it?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's obviously kicked the edge.
Ah.
And it's gone unnoticed so far. Of course, after Christmas sometime, we've got to find the money for this rust around the window.
Yeah.
And that must be checked. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise we're going to be in a bit of trouble.
Hello, Ben.
Hello,
Ben. Right. There we go.
You haven't got it tucked in. So,
yeah, that'd be good.
And a bowl.
Mm-hmm. And we need to keep Ben's box where it is, or?
We might as well, though. It's not worth running upstairs with it.
What are we going to do with these?
Eat them.
Okay.
Well,
how did those get started?
Oh, that was, we opened those for supper last night.
We did.
Oh, those are a bit hard.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want in your roll then?
You've got a big choice, Tony.
Cheese or cheese?
Or tuna.
I wouldn't mind some cheese.
Cheese.
Do you want?
No, I'll have some cheese in one night.
Alright.
These cheese slices are quite good actually, aren't they?
Yeah, they're nice.
There they are.
Is Christine having tea over at Amanda's?
Well, that was the general idea.
Right.
But I don't know really what's happening. If okay. She hasn't had anything, she must have something when she comes back.
Yeah. Okay.
Amanda said she'd like to be over there.
Mm-hmm.
If her mum's got 500 kids in there, you don't know whether she'll want them all.
No.
Stay for tea. My Amber's wasn't saying this time, though. Oh. See? They actually sent me a statement. That's... See what I mean? So I'll have to keep an eye on it for that blindness and that, but it won't have come yet. It wouldn't have been on that. That would have priced in.
That's probably why you haven't got anything else on it. But they have a few Sony Walkmans disappear.
Yeah, so I might send away for that skirt, Tony. Black one. It's quite nice. It's sort of got...
Oh, yeah, pleats. It's got a group of pleats and then a gap and a group of pleats. Mm.
Multi-knife pleats. Rigid waistband and back. Thank you. leaflets to see what.
China nativity plate.
Oh, they do have some rubbish.
Complete with stand, musical nativity advent calendar. Play Silent Night. Oh dear.
Real cash. Yucky, yucky.
Yeah. You want Marmite on you?
Yes.
Do you want lots of Marmite? Little bit of Marmite?
Lots of Marmite. Don't spread it like honey, you know, but quite a lot. I like to be able to taste it, whereas Christy just likes the flavour, if you know what I mean.
I know why he's not happy.
Why?
His box is down here, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's right, but not for a little while.
What's more, not only are we going to leave, but we're actually going to see another dog as well.
Oh yeah.
Remember the first couple of times we went up there with Dobbin? He did nothing but sniff and sniff and sniff when we came back.
Yeah.
But now he's got to get used to another dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What have
we got?
There's a packet of cheap ones.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Frisk's or a Disco.
Can I have the McCoys? Okay, I'll have the Frisk's then. No. Yes, but never mind.
You had the last cheese packet. My turn.
I mind seriously, but never mind.
Actually, I should leave that stamp a bit. It's a bit weak and feeble.
So I want it back from you.
Well, he's the one who called me. I must admit, I won't be terribly sorry if you don't see this. It's a bit naff.
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it?
Oh, jeez. Oh. friend, buddy. Come on over for dinner.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, Dad?
You did a good thing here.
Thanks,
Dad. You know, sometimes it's unimportant to understand why you do something. I howl because I believe in it. I don't know why I believe in it. I just do.
I understand, Dad. Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you at home.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, Earl. I'm doing my stuff.
You can't get it.
That's what happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is
beautiful.
No.
Thank you. we're moving on now to a farm that I believe, gentlemen, that this is quite an unusual farm, isn't it?
Yes, the name Wilcox has broken the tradition, as you know, in this country. Most farmers stick with their usual cattle and sheep and pigs. But not Mary. She experimented by introducing a herd of beautiful shaggy goats, Angora goats. I know they're your favourite amongst all the goats. And also some guanacos from South America.
Which I have to say I've never seen before.
Sheep.
And they, I believe it was a Dutchman saw these Angora goats from about 1550 and saw how beautiful they were. And it has been very much sought after. It's sought after for the luster, really, and it's known as the down fiber. But they're tremendous characters, though. Well, we're watching you, they came at you. You seem to know their names, and they do seem to have individual characteristics. Yes, they certainly do. I think goats are very intelligent animals. And you can't treat them quite like sheep. They're probably more intelligent.
You
know
that, don't you?
Yes, the goats are the great opportunities for them. They're up to every trick.
Just like that.
I don't
know. In particular one, the Canadian imported goat. She's got the more Texan Canadian goat, which she imported about 4 years ago.
Determined he's going to have what's in that bucket, isn't he? Skepti. I have to remember to take that thing about that opera.
Sorry.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
conservative farmers have been the same old pig, same old sheep, same old cattle for hundreds and hundreds of years. So why is it that you have been adventurous and branched out into these unusual?
Well, we've had goats, I suppose, for about 17 years, dairy goats. And as the children got larger and bigger, we decided that we'd do something different. And these were coming onto the market then. Fortunately, when we went in for Canadian stock, we haven't got any New Zealand stock. Because it's most important that you produce good quality mohair that hasn't got kept. You cannot sell bad mohair.
Let's see what else is on tonight.
This is Stephen Maguire.
Ah! London's Burning. Last in the action-packed drama series.
Oh, it's last today.
Last one today.